The rules are just that you have to be over 21, and certainly at Quorum, and I think at all agencies now, you know, we're keen to hear from people of all ages who want to consider adoption. It's about being able to meet the needs of children. You know, that's what's the important thing, not how old you are.
But what about Roger at 58? I mean, how usual is it to get a call from somebody of that age?
Well, I think it's fairly unusual because a lot of people at that age aren't thinking about embarking on parenthood, and I think the same goes for the much, you know, for people in their 20s. But if we have a call from somebody of whatever age, we have a proper discussion with them about what their capacity is around meeting the needs of children, what their understanding is about the kind of needs that looked after children, children in care, may have in the future, and help people really think about whether that's what they want to be doing.
Okay, so there's age, there's the idea of whether you're in a relationship or not. Does that matter?
Again, it's all about children's needs. So there are lots of children for whom a single parent, either a man or a woman, is, you know, is a great thing. Somebody who, a single person who can just devote themselves to their child, isn't attending to their relationship, can be fantastic for some really needy children.
What if you're too fat, you smoke and you have a job?
Well, in reverse order, I think, you know, most of us have to earn our living. And yeah. I think that's really a given these days. So, again, maybe for a very, very young child who needs a lot of extra care, you might need to be at home quite a lot of the time. But for an older child or a child who's more resilient and can manage nursery, being at work is fine. I mean, I think in terms of things like weight and smoking, we look to our kind of medical advisor, because what we do need is parents who are going to be fit and healthy for their children and who are going to see their children through to kind of adulthood.
Which brings us on, no offence, Roger, but naturally to you as a relatively senior individual at 58 starting the adoption process. What was it like for you?
My wife and I had hoped to have children, but when none came, we decided to go down the adoption road. And we came across Quorum, and Quorum certainly didn't dismiss us that way. They said, yes, sir, you're 56. We're willing to consider you. Come along in, and we'll talk, and you can go through our training process, and we'll see if we can do business.
Now, you have three children you've adopted. What ages were they when they came to you?
7, 5, and 4.
Now, I mean, I put it to you that what every listener at home is saying now, or wherever they're listening, he must have been knackered. I put it to you that you were knackered, Roger.
I think I was, you know, like any parent with three children. Having said that, I had three grown-up children from a previous marriage. But when we got to Quorum and Quorum accepted us for training, that was quite a considerable advantage to both of us.